It's Thursday, June 13th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Today, it's the Rice Lake Celebrity Charity Classic at Turtleback. Poultry farmers fight against bird flu could help dairy farmers. Former President Donald Trump will visit Racine next week, and campaign spending could break records again in next year's state Supreme Court race. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. It's the 10th annual Rice Lake Celebrity Charity Classic this morning at Turtleback. While registration has closed for the tournament, the public is welcome to spectate and meet the celebrities participating in the event. Tom Colger with RLCCC tells us who is attending.
This year, we got some exciting celebrities coming in, Packers and former Vikings and Brewers and Twins and some media celebrities. Some of the newer names, Ronnie Pitts, who had a seven-year NFL career. We'll see a lot of, there are about eight or nine new Packers that are coming in this year. So it's going to be a really great event. We hope to set a record to raise money for kids.
The event is a major fundraiser for more than two dozen local charitable organizations that benefit youth. There are raffles and donations are accepted as well. Colger said $130,000 was raised for youth organizations last year, and the event has raised a total of more than $1 million over the past decade. The event is free to spectate, and the public is welcome starting at 9 a.m. today through early afternoon at Turtleback Golf Course. As the U.S. dairy industry confronts an outbreak of bird flu, the egg industry serves as an example of how to slow the spread of the disease, but also how difficult it can be to completely eradicate the problem. In the decade since the first major bird flu outbreak, the disease has forced the slaughter of nearly 100 million chickens and turkeys. Outbreaks still occur, but their frequency has dropped dramatically since peaks several years ago, in large part because of biosecurity efforts at farms and a coordinated approach between companies and agricultural officials. Some of those efforts can be repeated with dairy cows, but there are vast differences between the industries that limit what lessons can be learned. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin next week for a campaign rally. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Trump will be speaking at Racine Festival Park next Tuesday and plans to make his case that President Joe Biden has failed America. This will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since being convicted of multiple felonies in a New York financial crimes case. Both Trump and Biden have made repeated trips to Wisconsin, which helped decide the presidency in both 2016 and 2020. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
First Lady Jill Biden was visiting Green Bay today. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has kept a lower court's ruling banning the use of mobile voting sites in the upcoming presidential election in place for now, a win for Republicans. However, in a victory for Democrats, the court also ensured late Tuesday that municipalities across the battleground state can use the same method in place since 2016 to determine where to locate early voting sites for the upcoming August primary and November presidential election. Early voting sites must not favor a particular party. They just can't use mobile voting sites like Racine did in 2022 when it allowed ballots to be cast in a van that traveled around the city. Another potentially expensive Wisconsin Supreme Court election is in the works. Bob Haig tells us more.
Seats on the state's seven-member high court are officially nonpartisan, but a conservative versus liberal narrative has driven up campaign spending. It totaled $45 million in last year's race in which liberal Janet Protasiewicz defeated conservative Daniel Kelly, handing liberals a 4-3 majority. Liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is now in the race to succeed retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford's resume includes a stint as attorney for Planned Parenthood. She said her candidacy can maintain the liberal majority. Conservative former state attorney general and current Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel is already in the race. In a statement shared with WISP Politics, Schimmel said Crawford was handpicked by the leftist majority on the Supreme Court. Voters go to the polls next April. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.